Hi, this is David Giard, and today we're talking about Microsoft Edge. Microsoft recently released Windows 10, and along with it, a brand new browser called Microsoft Edge. It was formerly known as Project Spartan during the beta phase of Windows 10. And right now, we're going to look at some of the features of Edge. To start with, Edge has a brand new rendering engine. This is a completely new rewrite from Internet Explorer. It's a new rendering engine for both JavaScript and for HTML. These are much faster than before, in no small part because a lot of the backwards compatibility that came along with Internet Explorer has been removed. This is a browser designed to move forward. It's both faster and more standards compliant. So some of the features here, you can see this, I've launched Edge already. It's a familiar tabbed interface. I can open multiple tabs if I want to here, but I can also load a page by typing into the address bar like so. So if I wanted to go to my blog, I'd type in davidgr.com and it brings it up right here. This address bar is actually a very smart address bar, so that in addition to going to a page, you can type in things like weather, and it will give you the local weather. In this case, it's 80 degrees where I am right now. I can type in the name, the code for a stock price, like MSFT from Microsoft. It'll show me the current stock price. I can type in some common Bing searches. How about how tall is Tom Cruise? That happens to be a popular Bing search. He's 5 feet 7 inches tall, so not real tall, but a very popular guy nonetheless. I can also do things like math problems. 1, 2, 3, plus 4, 5, 6. And as you can see, it's updating in real time. One, as I type, the math gets done for me. Addition or multiplication, and so on. So great for doing your homework on a number of levels here. You'll notice that at the top, we have this bar right here. This right here is to, if I wanted to add this page to my favorites, I can do that. Put it in a certain category or create a new folder for that. I also have this reading list. I can add things to that right here. And if I go over to this icon, then I can see what's been added to my favorites, my reading list. This shows my browser history and the history of my downloads as well. Right here, this is a really interesting icon. This brings up this editing toolbar here. By default, I'm just in this pan mode. Allows me to move up and down, but right here, click on this icon, and suddenly my mouse becomes a pen. And I can highlight, circle things, or draw pictures right here. I can write text now. It's a bit hard to do on this trackpad mouse that I'm using, but I'll show you another way of doing that later on. Let me get back to the pan mode and go up to the top. Right here, but if I'm feeling particularly evil, I could draw a mustache and beard and maybe evil eyebrows on my picture right here. And I can, of course, change the color of this if I wanted to. And add a word balloon right there. Now, this text is, as I said, a little bit difficult to do. If I had a pen, then that might be a, this might be ideal. A pen on a tablet would be great for doing text. But I don't have a pen on this machine right now, so I can use this right here and annotate it with text like this. What a good looking fellow. Right here, and that becomes part of it. I can also delete it by clicking this icon as well. I have, and you can see down here, I also have different size of the pen that I use, different colors and so on. Over here, I can highlight text. If I click it properly, I can highlight text like that, and I can highlight it in different colors like so. If I want to delete what I've done, click on the erase icon and then select what I want to delete, and it goes away. If I want to copy part of the page, click this clip right here, and just draw a rectangle right here. I don't have to hit Control C, it's already copied on my clipboard. And I can go into something like Word and paste it right there. And that works really well. So that's one thing I could do. The other thing I do is I could save this. I'll go back to here, click on Save, and I can save it to OneNote or to my favorites or reading list. And it'll be saved with these annotations. So reading list is great because then I can add it, basically, it makes it available for offline reading here. Or I can share it. Click on Share, and I have there's this phriz.b, which is a mobile application I can use. I can send it to OneNote, or I can attach it to an email. Any one of these things are available. Share is actually available on a lot of applications in Windows, and which ones you share it to, it depends upon what they the users were, what the developers of the application added to it. So I'm gonna press Escape and just undo all this stuff here. And I'll show you the this menu right here, which is just some, this hasn't changed a whole lot from the last, from Internet Explorer. We have new window, new in private windows, zooming, and so on. What's interesting is send feedback. If I go into send feedback, then if I have a problem with this page, I can tell the Edge team that there's a problem with the site, or maybe I think it's a problem with my browser, or maybe I was on this page and I thought, wow, wouldn't it be cool if Edge had this? And you can categorize it here if you want to. You can add your own text to it. By default, it's anonymous, but if you want to include your email, by all means do so. The Edge team does read this stuff. It's really good stuff. Lastly, I want to show you there is integration with Cortana. Cortana has been on the mobile, on the Windows phone for quite a while now. Now it's in Windows 10. And it's also an Edge. So if I highlight, for example, this phrase, Azure Mobile Service, I can say Ask Cortana, and it'll bring up a search of what I'm going to do. Sometimes that search will actually include information about me. It'll be able to help me out. Depends upon how much I've shared with Cortana. And then certain sites, if I go, for example, to coco-seattle.com, this site actually has this bouncing Cortana icon up here, and then I can click on that and automatically get a search for on this particular site. It'll show me things like where it is and some Yelp previews and so on about the site. So I hope you check it out. You should have this automatically if you've installed Windows 10. It is Microsoft Edge, and it is the new browser designed to be standards compliant and faster from Microsoft. Thanks for watching.